Michael, before we get to the bills, let's talk about Monday. That's Martin Luther King Day, which means Lobby Day in Richmond. This year is likely to be unlike any other Lobby Day in recent memory, right?
Well, that's right, Luke. Under normal circumstances, this is a day most people have off work, so they can get in their cars and drive to Richmond and lobby about everything from increasing teacher pay to raising the minimum wage. Now, the highlight of MLK Day is always dueling rallies on guns. Now, this year is going to be a little different, though, because militia groups from across the country have talked about traveling here to Virginia. That's why Governor Ralph Northam is declaring a state of emergency. Now, here's the governor talking about credible threats he's hearing from law enforcement agencies.
You know, threats like storming our Capitol, weaponizing drones.
Now, as a result, the governor is creating a bunch of new security measures. The Capitol Square will have a security perimeter around it, and it'll have only one entrance. Visitors will have to go through a magnetometer, and no guns will be allowed.
Well, Michael, I know that in previous years, gun rights supporters have come to this thing armed. What's going to happen this year?
Well, they're not going to be armed, at least not the ones inside Capitol Square. Now, one of the people most outraged about this is Philip Van Cleve of the Virginia Citizens Defense League. He's one of the lead organizers of this event.
If there's a danger there, I would rather be carrying a gun to protect myself. I don't appreciate him disarming people like me. If there's a threat, that's when you need to be able to protect yourself.
Now, I would imagine what happens inside Capitol Square will only be part of the story. What about all the people walking around with guns outside of Capitol Square? So it's going to be crowded here.
Well, speaking of crowded, the agenda Democrats brought with them is very crowded. We've already talked about the gun control measures. What else have Democrats taken early action on?
Well, the Equal Rights Amendment sailed through the House and Senate this week. That's an easy move for Democrats. Perhaps a more challenging part of their agenda is labor issues. Now, there's a huge coalition of business groups that came together this week to announce a wall of opposition to things like raising the minimum wage, overturning the right to work law, mandated paid family leave. Brett Vassy is with the Virginia Manufacturers Association.
I've been doing this for over 25 years, and I don't recall a time where we have had this much of a unified voice across the entire business community. The entire supply chain, from manufacturing to retail, all with one voice. That's very rare.
Now, Virginia has a reputation of being a state that's good for business, but not as good for workers. Now, Democrats say they want to find a way to make it good for business and good for workers, but they might clash with the business community in the process of trying to bridge that gap.
These bills helping low-wage workers have been proposed for years, and they were always unsuccessful in the past. What's the scene now that Democrats are in charge?
Now, advocates for low-wage workers are really feeling that they've got some momentum here. Here's Kim Bobo with the Virginia Interfaith Center for Public Policy.
We've gone more than 10 years without an increase in the minimum wage. There are 41% of private sector workers who offer no paid sick days. And so clearly we need some sort of minimum standards on these core benefits for workers.
Now, there's one labor issue that might end up being a sticking point, ending the so-called right to work law, which prohibits employers from compelling their employees to pay union dues. Now, the end result is that labor unions in Virginia are far less powerful here than in other states. Now, it seems like this bill has solid support in the House, but some Senate Democrats say this would be a drastic change and they don't want to move too fast too soon.
It sounds like they're keeping you pretty busy down there, Michael.
In most years, this place is a three-ring circus. This year, it seems like it's a 3,000-ring circus.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.